Welcome to Smart Coach. This is Dave Smith, your Smart Coach. And this week, I'm recording out of a hotel room, so I don't have my microphone with me, so the audio might not be as good as normal, but hopefully it turns out okay. And the reason for a hotel back in the Des Moines area is that I've just returned with my wife Deb from the Coachella Valley in California. And we spent a week here, a vacation week, to get away from the sub-zero temperatures in South Dakota, and it was awesome. And the Coachella Valley, where we visited, is the cities where Palm Springs, the Palm Desert, Indian Wells, La Quinta, and Coachella all reside. And they're nestled between the Joshua Tree National Park in California and the San Jacinto Mountains. And the valley is about a 45-mile long stretch of cities that are located about 100 miles east of Los Angeles and 140 miles northeast of San Diego. So it's somewhat of a retreat for all the people from the coastal California area when they want to get away. It's a dry, rocky desert that was between those two mountains that they've converted, you know, over the past century, really to a resort area, kind of a golf and hiking mecca. When I looked, there were probably over 130 golf courses jammed into this area, with all the housing communities kind of surrounding them. And then if you walk right outside of those resort areas, you're right into the mountains. And there's just a ton of trailheads that Deb and I hiked every day this past week. And literally, you walk to one of those trailheads or drive to it. It's, you know, within 10 minutes, you'll find one. And you can hike for hours and only pass a couple people. This is supposed to be the peak season in early January. And literally, we hardly passed anybody hiking. And the main strip driving, connecting all those cities, wasn't very crowded. So for those looking to get away, this is a great spot. Highly recommend it. It's also a really diverse area with both the residents and the attitude. You have people from all over U.S. and the world migrating here. They said that 40% of the Palm Springs permanent residents identify themselves as part of the LGBT community, and so it's a haven for all those who love and want to just be themselves, and so being gay there is pretty normal, as it should be. Deb and I stayed at a Airbnb condo in Indian Wells, and our patio kind of overlooked a pool area. And then as we were on the second floor condo, and as we looked out our deck, our patio area, we were surrounded by mountains. And so it was quiet and peaceful, just amazing views. They say the population in this area can go anywhere from 200,000 people in the off season, which is really in the summertime, to 800,000 in January, February, which is when we were here. And it didn't seem that busy or congested at all. And like I said, you know, when we were hiking, we, you know, seldom saw another person. It's pretty awesome. And the trails, literally when we hiked, you just go up and down on some of them, but most we just hike straight up, the kind of a switchback mountain trail, which was just incredible. Weather in January in this area, was in the 70s during the day and 50s at night. They had horseback riding that we did, but it goes, you know, 110 degrees June, July, August, maybe even into September. So pretty brutal desert summer weather here. Our decision to come here to Palm Springs was really driven by my desire to go someplace warm in January and my lack of desire to drive a long way to do that. And so I thought that if I could find a direct flight, Deb would go with me. And aside from Florida, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, all these places we visited before, Palm Springs was a kind of a last option that they started these flights this fall out of Des Moines. So we were able to go there, drop off our dog, and then fly directly, 3 hour flight directly to Palm Springs. And so it was a winner. It was a place where we could visit. We definitely would visit again with family. And sharing this because it was that combination of where do you go when you want to get away? And Palm Springs for both of us, I mean, it was $150 a person round trip airfare, so incredibly reasonable to fly there. The Airbnb we stayed at was reasonable, and so a great option for those that. And there's so many cities that fly there. If you haven't been, and you like to be outdoor hiking and moving around. In an area that's basically welcoming of everyone, it's a great place. People were super friendly. When you look at the real estate and you think about places you want to live, like the rest of the US, I found this area to have gone up probably 30% over the past year, and there was very limited supply available. You add on to this the horrible state income taxes in California. When you filled up for gas, it was $5 a gallon. But it's a great place to visit versus a great place to consider a base camp for us. So for someone retired like me, we love to come here. It was wonderful, but boy, just a pretty expensive place to live. And that's really kind of exacerbated because you have all these wealthy people coming out of Los Angeles and San Diego that are used to high property values, and that just brings a lot of cost with it. So the exception would be if you work there. So if you could find some work there and you don't mind that a lot of kind of a little bit of that transient tourist effect. It's definitely, we found people that live there, like our guide on the horse trail. He loved, the weather is just incredibly awesome. But this all has me thinking about the benefits of, kind of what criteria you use to determine where you live. And, for myself, and for most of us, our job drives that. And so we have to think about our daily commute, if we have children, the schools. You think of if you're in school, universities and colleges and different criteria. For us, we have more options to consider the physical location of where we want to live. And so we've been considering things like we would like to live in a state that has low or no taxes, that just allows us to, frees up more income. Like to live someplace that is near an airport with direct flights, and direct flights to cities where our families live, so that it makes it easier for them to come visit us. We would like weather that's above freezing in the wintertime, but below. below 100 degree averages in the summertime. So we don't mind it getting hot, but just not, painfully hot like it would be in Palm Springs. We want those outdoor activities, hiking, biking. And of course, Deb wants to be someplace where she can go horseback riding, so near some equestrian centers. We want to be near a fitness center and or have one in our home. And so that's something that we're considering. Near a community college or university, someplace where I could either take classes or be able to teach classes. Space, maybe a couple acres, so that we're not right on top of our neighbors, so that if we had a pool and family and kids are over, we can make noise without fear of, disrupting anyone else. And so that's where our search begins to try to identify, what cities match that criteria, and then over the next couple months go visit them. So, definitely kind of a fun search for us, and part of the process for us, building and living, our best life. What's that criteria for you? As you think about where you live, why you live there, maybe it's a job that brought you there. And then you start thinking within the city that you're working in, Are you willing to spend more time commuting to live further out? Or, is it, do you have kids and it's more the school district that's driving your selection? Do you like the city living where you want to be able to have that walkability to all the amenities that you like? So many different factors to consider. And the reality is, as you've considered where you live now, as time goes by for all of us, we need to be agile as that criteria will naturally change over time. So this isn't something that is like they always say on these TV shows, forever home. It's more of a for now home, looking at what where to live that works for you now, and into the near future. But the reality is your criteria changes over time, just as you evolve and change over time. So it's something interesting to think about for all of us as we make those decisions, what makes the best place for us to live. So love to hear from you what you've defined as your criteria, how you've thought about that, and what makes sense for you. And all of this will lead to you living, kind of building and living your best life. So, short thought this week. Look forward to connecting to you next week, and absolutely hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.